Are you managing the work? Are you managing the account of that company the way it should be managed? Somebody is working in a ministry and with the help of one of this ministry, is he managing the accounts of that? Are you taking bribes? These are things that we should ask one another. So if you are taking bribes in your own ministry, if you are keeping those who are under you, definitely you deserve to be revolted against. So if those who are under you are also revolting against you, and those who are under you, they also have some small quantity to under them that they are also cheating, those who are also revolting against them, then we continue to protest in Nigeria throughout our life. That is the reality. If the solution to anything, whenever you are cheated, you protest, you demonstrate that I will be not free day. When I look at those who are saying they are protesting, most of them, I'm not saying all of them, most of them, they are good people. Most of them, they are eating the account, siphoning the account of some of the ministries that they are working under. And you come out in order to deceive the masses as if you are their savior. What is the difference between you and Jonathan? There is no difference. Somebody was the student union president at the time in last week. During the time of Abdul Salam of the thing, he was saying that Salam should go. Said that he was not talking about ambassador, he said he looted so and so amount. That same person, when he was leaving, 600,000 naira was missing in the accounts of the student union. I was telling people there, I said, look, you people will just be following people anyhow. 600,000 missing in the accounts of student union. If this person has the opportunity to be the president of Nigeria, this 200 billion or so will be here. So I'm not just, I personally am not just. You are not just. Let us try to rectify ourselves. Allah Quran says, وَكَذَلِكَ كَانُ وَلِّي بَعْضُ الظَّالِمِينَ بَعْضُ الْمَكَانِ الْمُونَ This is how we make the unjust to be ruler over the unjust. As a result of what the angry work. No amount of protest can rectify this issue. No amount of protest. Because protest has never changed anything in any way. That is the reality. Some people mistakenly they feel that what is going on in Libya that the people have watched. They are taking it first. After the death of Gaddafi, people are still fighting on behalf of Gaddafi. Now, that is sincerity. Sincerity in what? In error. No, I just want to leave it because of money that they are getting from Gaddafi. Gaddafi is dead now. What they should be is what? Buy to watch to say, okay, no, we are doing that. But people are still fighting and they are still killing people. That's why they find that what? Their boss is dead. In Yemen, those who are protesting say something should be brought to book. Something like his agent should be brought to book. But the parliament can be said, they disagree among the people. Most majority of them say, let us leave this man, let him go out of the country as you have agreed in the paper that we signed with him. Because who could not take to this civil war is coming? Why? Because the people of Saudi, the people of his own side, they will not take it easy. And those of who are affected that you want to kill, you want to bring to book, you want to do this, one, their own family will not fold their hands. And with that, one will break out. So for how long are you going to continue to destroy yourselves with the claim that what you want those who are unjust to be brought to book? Indeed, they are still what? Doing killings going on every day. Every now and then in Egypt as well. that Australia is not. So what benefit have people got from? Yesterday people in Tunisia they said we do not see any difference between them that are being represented. So they also want to protest. In Sudan, the southern Sudan, they got what? How many people died now? The tribal problem that came up, how many people? They are still killing themselves now. So, the what Islam tells us is to avoid people now. Go away from people. So don't be led by somebody, however great that person is. Amar ibn Yasir radiallahu anhu said that wattaqi zaylat al-hakim. Avoid the mystic of al-hakim, the wise. Someone may be good, may be a learned person, and will be saying things. Most of what he's saying will be okay, but he will say something one day and that thing will be a deep error. That if you have to follow that thing, you are destroyed. So that's why we have to be very, very careful. I've said this because so many people have called me, what is the Islamic position on this, what should we do to do on this, and so on and so forth, is participating in it. Should you go and join now? Because that there's still an evidence, a renowned person has joined. And go and look, comment on the Facebook or so. These people who join this team, go and look at what other people who do not share that thing with them. What are these things to have Boko Haram? This is what they are saying, Boko Haram. Because you have not pointed it towards integrity. What was you being Islam into this? Bakar is here. Is he representing the Christians? Is he representing political parties? Himself, if he is here as a politician, are you a politician? So, now last one that I think was just a deep thing.
Can we make use of the hadith of Islam to talk to people when they are speaking like this, like Nuh, 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 something comes to the point of this process of happening. I know of the speech, the teacher to observing, not being to the other, and not that saying Isha and Jumu, is that when joining the first class, when he hears the talk about the speech, and then why he stands, so you complete your whole journey into that one for Isha, or you wait for him to speak the term, you know. Now, I want to ask on the case of somebody who made the first tracker of that Isha, and also of that the Muslim behind him. So, how will that person work?
نعم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. عظيم كنوز وش كنوز يوصل لي. بسني الله يسوي ده من الله So may Allah rectify our fears. So your supplication should be that God may Allah rectify our fears. When you say the government should be changed, change is what? Change is the better one. What is the better one? The point is that you should be sharing. Or the one that will continue to use the man's love. Which one?
Eh?
The
one is
used
because
it's better for us. So the other is better. Yes. It's just like those who are subjugating the sea, Allah Umadam in America, or. When I leave Allah, it shows America. Don't you know there are some Muslims in America? Huh? There are Muslims in America. Why not allow Allah to rectify America? So Allah thing was, oh Allah destroy America, oh Allah do this, oh Allah do this. So, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, may Allah rectify our faith. So if I say, I personally would say I'm one of the problems. Huh? You're also one of the problems. That's the reality. Unless you want to say you are 100% what you just changed. So if you are not 100% judge, it is these intricacies that have come together to put us where we have to be. So if we are just, our fear will not be like this. In Allah, la yughayyiru ma biqawmin hatta yughayyiru ma bi-anfusihim. I was telling some people, let us try and what adjust ourselves. Let us try to be just. You put in your in the minds of your children justice. Let me do that as well. Let me put that in my own life. And let's see. Let's wait for what Allah will do. But when you say it, he will tell you, we are talking about the urgent solution now. No, there's no any other solution, no. It's for them to continue the protest, for them to continue the strike. I bet you, if this strike continues like this before it gets to 2 or 3 weeks, people will be killing one another. People will be looting the houses of one another. So and some of us will not get the opportunity to open that to the gates of Hadorok. They have to deal with those who are what? Who are holding us. So the next is to talk to one another now, point the gates to one another and start what? Looting one another, killing one another. Why not rectify ourselves? Why not the prayer is that Allah, may Allah save our condition, change our condition for better. So this should be the appears to things or nonsensical to confuse. But this is the truth. But I personally am confused about what is going on now. You cannot really, you cannot understand it. This one will come from there. You say Nigeria is losing 95 billion per day. Some will say what? 150. Some will say 200. Some will say so far we have lost 2 trillion naira. So, for 5 days, right, you have lost 2 trillion naira, and the budget of Nigeria is 4.2 trillion naira. Where is all this money going to? Okay, let's defend that and have not calculated now. And we are still using this amount. What if the same amount is the boss, right? So that means we'll be making so much, we'll be giving you, what we call, figures. That will make you go crazy. So this one will come with this subsidy issue, because we have to be the Kaaba. Who are the Kaaba? Nations, they make us know them. There are a lot of people who come, no, there is no any Kaaba, and if you are just saying you have subsidy, there is nothing like that, there is no subsidy. You will do it mathematically, mathematically, you see everything, and so, this one is telling you to. So many contradictions, then you do not become an analyst. And when you say, when somebody is a political analyst, you forget it, it's rubbish. If one of you just watch AIT, you watch this, look at the video, you go and see one another. At the end of this one, what this one has said, the other people will come and deny it. Watch them on the Zira on BBC, they will invite the inspector also. We have in the studio, so and so person, political analyst from so and so university. Does that mean that whatever he says, whatever he analyzes, that will be what watch, will be the reality? That will materialize? The answer is no! Because everybody will be analyzing based on what he knows. And what he knows will not be what? It will not be correct. It will be correct. It will not be correct. But when you have, you go back to the Sunnah, you go back to the Quran, you are saying, Muslim, you rest assured. So the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah wa
ta'ala.
No, you ask Allah to save us. Now the person who gives them in the second raka,
He meets them in the second raka.
So you will do the free.
That means you have to have something extra after the money.
Yes.
So that is change, are you? What if you enter the mosque and the imam is praying in which then in the second rakah? What if you are praying in the second rakah? You meet them in the second rakah. If the imam sits in the second rakah and brings a shower, will you get up to bring your own second rakah? What do you do? You bring a shower. Are you supposed to bring a shower after one rakah? Huh?
What is the reason of second prayer and you want to take the school direct to shower? So we are following or neglect the imam at the second rakah.
As long as you are following the imam, whatever the imam does, you will be excused. And that's why I gave you that first example. So if you accept that, you can accept it. But ordinarily, if you pray like that, if you are not following the imam, if you pray like that, you have no solar. But because you are following the imam, and that's why you need to create a shower in front of the shower. Last question. Well, the question is not that clear. I understand some things that you have said, but the question itself is not that clear. If one is in a society like this, you are living in it, and you are also relating with those who are non-Muslims in society, we will not compromise our religion. At the same time, we will not go into violence. Things that you cannot achieve, you cannot practice of your religion in a society like this, so you don't force yourself to practice it. That always saying what you want, Islamic society, you want this one. You have to take things gradually. And things that you can avoid, and nobody has imposed it for you that you must do it. then you shouldn't do those things. You can avoid them. Nobody has imposed them on you. Now, if you're working with government, maybe government has been inviting you to think. That does not necessarily mean that one cannot work with government. Huh? One can work with government, but one is what maintains the truth. When government, they know that what this person will not subject to this thing, they will not invite him. But when that person will subject to this thing, they invite him. And someone who upon the truth attempts to work only with the Catholic government. When you upon the truth, when the Catholic government is trying to use it to achieve something, if that is the truth, you do it. How do you say? But the same Catholic government or the Muslim government, they want to use you again. I mean, they be having problems with you on some issues. When you talk about not voting against the ruler, not protesting, the government will like you. You know that?
Yes.
You like that opinion. But when you talk about not taking liver, not taking it, they will not like you. How this is played? Yes. You will say because the government will like you when it has to do with what? Not voting, not vandalizing things. If the government invites you to speak on that, use that opportunity to what? To speak on it. Because that is the truth. And when you want to talk about liver, they will not invite you. They invite those who talk, who support you. They can invite that person. But any time that you have the opportunity to speak the truth, you have to speak the truth. And when you have the opportunity to go away from people, you go away from people. This is the way you can live in this type of society. Women in any society. In any society. So, when it's recognized now, we will say, okay, don't, when the government invites you for something, don't go. You say what? If they invite you for things that are all Islamic, you don't do. When they invite you for things that are Islamic, let them know what? Islamic stand on that. There's nothing wrong in that aspect. There's nothing wrong in that area. So I don't have problem with that at all. But the area is, you know, in this case now, it's against the government, no? Not in support of the government. But the problem is, this stand of his, is it the Islamic stand? That is the issue that we are talking about. That is the issue that we are talking about. You know, the problem is maybe about 2 or 3 when we are talking about this issue of Corona or so. These CIO people, the same people when they sent messages around, they invited people on it. And when people came, they were talking about Fashola, and people were so furious. Some people, whom, if they could see somebody that said, okay, let us go to his office now and attack you. People were ready that day. And I remember the statement of Eve. The statement, you know, was very, very harsh, so to say, on me. The statement is, I'm actually protest any two of our war on Mali Muslims. So, what type of thing is this? So I was putting up my finger so they did not, eventually they called me and allowed me to speak. And I said, I first went to the bar, so I said, I'm in the house and I will be. So when some people were spreading that program as divorce is wife, it became the talk of the town. But later this thing appears to us to be false. Allah knew what our Zuhu in our Rasul were in a bully and bring a new against the Kingdom. If they were to take this thing back to the Prophet, the Prophet, oh, we have so and so. Or if they are talking to those who are in control of the affairs, this will give them. But people did not do that, not that they were spreading it. And everything that we are talking about has to do with what? Knowledge. It's not something every company can add, you talk about. It's not something that what you do out of what? Zeal. Sentiment. Every person that we are talking about, is he a Muslim or not? If he's still a Muslim, then what is the next thing to do? And there are some people here are close to this man. Why not go and meet him and talk to him? Let him know the Islamic stance on this thing that he's doing. And that is by me. Then if Islam against completely orthodoxy, and there are plethora of big countries on orthodoxy, where is somebody allowed to be, can they perform orthodoxy of somebody? If I am in the power of three countries, that of OIC, that of... So let us look at this issue with knowledge. Then I say, finally, when we say people to come to test, and whoever does not do this is unmanly. If people vandalize government property, you will be held responsible. When you have a statement, that day I was forging somehow, so I had to leave that place. About going, getting down from the place where it was dead, he just ran after me. And he said, I'm not going to go and vandalize government property. He said, what I'm saying is that you as a person, are close to that man. When he wanted to introduce that, he looked for a Christian that will
go ahead.
That will go ahead and support you. And you also look for a Muslim to do that. You are the one that, so that means you are very, very close to this man. Why not talk to him one on one and say, the attempt to be saved, they will not use me. That's why you talk to him first. And now, when this happens now, it is not surprising at all. So not that maybe somebody has any problem with the truth, but we are talking about the deen. The deen is greater than any person. Greater than the speaker himself. So that's why we have to stick to the deen, stick to what the text says. الله أعلم وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله أجمعين سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك